When she slammed that door and dropped the heavy crossbar, nobody could get into her room. Not Septim or Dane or Fat Tom or Sansa or Jory or the Hound. Nobody. She slammed it now. When the bar was down, Arya finally felt safe enough to cry. She went to the window seat and sat there, sniffling, hating them all, and herself most of all. It was all her fault, everything bad that had happened. Sansa said so, and Jane too. Fat Tom was knocking on her door. "Arya, girl, what's wrong?" he called out. "Are you in there?" "No," she shouted. The knocking stopped. A moment later, she heard him going away. Fat Tom was always easy to fool. Arya went to the chest at the foot of her bed. She knelt, opened the lid, and began pulling her clothes out with both hands, grabbing handfuls of silk and satin and velvet and wool, and tossing them on the floor. It was there, at the bottom of the chest, where she'd hidden it. Arya lifted it out, almost tenderly, and drew the slender blade from its sheath. Needle. She thought of Micah again, and her eyes filled with tears. Her fault. Her fault. Her fault. If she had never asked him to play at swords with her... There was a pounding at her door, louder than before. "Arya Stark, you will open this door at once. Do you hear me?"